Oh, hello, everybody, all the boys and girls and everybody else out there in Toyland or wherever land you might hail from. Welcome to the Mutant Academy. This is where Sal and I instruct you in all the ways of not being a mutant. That's Professor X's Academy. In the way of watching mutants do things in movies and TV shows. Specifically, not TV shows yet, mostly movies. And of course, we've been building to this moment. We had a nice little grace period of movies that everybody liked and enjoyed. and now we're here to talk about the beginning of the mixed bag.
Yes.
The
thing that we needed to save the franchise from, because every movie after this is another attempt. The conversation didn't go, oh my God, what are they going to do for the next one? It's going to be, how are they going to fix this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that conversation never really stopped.
It never did. And there was a bright spot where it's like, oh man, I think they're getting it. And what's funny is for some reason, the plot line we're going to dive into in this movie, for some reason, this is the albatross. Man, this and fucking Venom, man. Two, I would argue, good storylines, classic storylines, iconic storylines that the movies can't crack for inexplicable reasons.
It's true. Yeah, they can't square that circle. I don't know what it is, whether it's they can't see the forest or the trees, they can't get beyond their own ego.
Oof, we'll get into that. I was doing a little bit of BTS. I will say,
need that context, baby.
Well, but here's the problem. Sorry, not to jump ahead, everybody, but I hate to inform you that it's kind of fucking boring. Like, it's not like...
It is boring.
Yeah.
But not even like in a fun way. Like, it's not like they got Aaron Sorkin to make X-Men 3. And it's just, like, the dialogue snap, crackles, and pops, but there isn't going to be any fighting until the last third of the movie.
Yeah, it's not to minimize, obviously, the damage somebody like Bryan Singer did outside of the movies, but also like risking people's lives. But that's like, oh my God, this is more like just fucking too many dicks in the soup. Like you said, they just couldn't get out of each other's way.
Yeah.
But speaking of, and listen, I think this is just going to be a running trend for all these X movies. This is just going to be, we're not going to be talking about Brett Ratner and the shitbird he is. That's for another show. We're just going to be talking about this movie on its own. Weird that for some reason the X movies can't, like, which problematic filmmaker are we gonna, which sex pest do we want to hire to make our X-Men movie?
Right? So weird that there's a franchise about inclusion, about acceptance, about being safe and protected, and let's give them to these people who are the antithesis of that.
Let's give them that. So that's welcome to the show. If you want to listen to the audio version as a podcast, you can do that over at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. If you want more, and Sal and I do a whole other show talking about Spider-Man stuff, and we just finished the Spider-Man animated series.
Yeah, someone might say the most influential animated series of all time.
Yeah, actually, I think there's truth because there's a moment when you're saying that, I'm like, yeah, bits, and I was like, actually, he's not. This has influenced not just Spider-Man movies, but superhero movies.
Yeah,
to a shocking degree.
If you think that the alien symbiote that Spider-Man wore that became Venom made him more angry, or more powerful, it only started in the animated series.
And truthfully, you can draw a direct line of, if you say, and who wouldn't say this, but the modern superhero boom begins with, in earnest, with Blade, and then with the Spider-Man 1, you have that animated series to thank for a lot of the, like, fucking Whistler, right? Like, in Blade, comes from Spider-Man animated series. Anyway, point is, Spider-Verse is where Sal and I talk about the Spider-Man stuff, similar to how we do it over here. That's over at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. If you want us to read your comment, well, what is it called, Sal? Super Chat? Is that what we're...
Super Chat.
Right, that helps keep the lights on this show, that and being a patron. So we appreciate that. If you want us to read your comment, do that over at the Super Chat. But listen... Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. This is Mutant Academy Episode 3, X-Men The Last Stand, which came out in 2006, which is what, like a year, 2 years before Iron Man and The Dark Knight?
I think like 2 years before. So it's like this movie's launch is long gone, but still consumed by the superhero genre.